Do you have anything in your kit bag at all? Not that you ever want to be down 3-0 in a series, but in terms of knowing how to deal with these situations, how to crawl back and that sort of thing?
I think you rely on your teammates, and you know, we have a close knit group in there, and we care about each other a lot. So you know, that's what you focus on, working for each other, and you know, coming out hard tomorrow.
The uniqueness of this series in that this is a team that, you know, has not only beat you 3 times in this series, but 3 times in the season, and have come from behind in the third period in every one of them. Have you ever come across an opponent that has had that kind of kismet going for them, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have played well in the thirds. You know, I thought, you know, last night's third period was by far our best. So far, we outchanced them. You know, I think we only gave up 3 chances. So definitely improving in that aspect. You know, obviously, there's things we can get better at, but, you know, definitely see an improvement to where we were, the, you know, especially game 2.
Is it more mental or physical mistakes right now that are kind of popping up, unfortunately, for your team here?
No, I don't think it's an effort thing at all. You know, you lose track of a guy here or there. But, you know, I think you don't want to go out there worrying about mistakes either. You know, you just have to play the game and play hard, and I think that's something that we've done.
Did you see anything to buff after taking a penalty like that?
No. Yeah, I think he knows. So he's an emotional guy, and I would expect his best game of the series tomorrow.
Is that an issue in general, this team, just kind of penalties like that, bad cards?
No, I mean, obviously something that you want to be conscious of, but, you know, we killed that penalty off, so wasn't a big factor in that game.
Andrew, you had 12 hits in the game last night. Do you get a sense that maybe some of that is starting to pay dividends for you, and that you can play off of that in game 4?
That's something we've done the entire year. Like I said, we work extremely hard for each other. You know, it's fun coming to that building and feeling how electric and how excited the fans were, and we definitely fed off it as a group, and it makes it easier for us to go out there and play that way. So, you know, need more of that tomorrow from the fans and from us, and see where we stand.
Take us through kind of what it was like sitting in the room getting ready for warm-up, and then obviously coming out with the atmosphere that was in the building.
Yeah, you know, it's fun when you can hear them before you're even on the ice. So, like I said, it was an electric crowd. We definitely felt it as a group, and you know, like I said, we've played extremely hard all year, and I think our fans appreciate how we play. They understand the effort that we've put in, and we want to, you know, come out tomorrow and play extremely hard and show them that we're not giving up easily.
4 teams have come back from 3 down in history. What makes you think you guys will be the 5th?
You never know. I think you just put your best foot forward. We worry about tomorrow night. Come out, give everything we have, and go from there.
Anyway, I asked you about it at various points through the season, but just with the adversity that this group, I mean, it wasn't an easy road for you guys to get into the playoffs. Is that something that can help at all
for sure.
In this situation?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we think we've always said when our backs are against the wall, we usually play our best hockey and come up with our best efforts. And like I said, I think a lot of that has to do with the group we have and how much we care about winning and about each other. So I don't see that why that would change tomorrow night.
Do you have any good experiences at any level after being down 3-0 in the series?
Not in a good sense. We were up 3-1 in junior against Brandon, and they came back and beat us in 7. So it's all about that next game. You just got to focus on that one and bring it tomorrow and see where you stand.
And you guys have talked a lot about structure. You've been taking real pride in your structure of your game this season. How was it yesterday?
I thought it was good. You know, the second period, I think both teams got a little bit of run and gun. But like I said, we give up 3 chances in the third period. You know, usually we'll take those chances. We outchance them, and for my liking, I'll play them in the third. So, you know, to me, that's pretty good structure.
Andrew, Paul talked about opening up a little bit to try and generate more chances and trying to find that balance with not leaving yourselves too open at the back. How did you see last night in that respect?
I thought it was good. I think a lot of it was just having the confidence to make plays and not being tight. But I definitely thought from our end out we were moving the puck with a lot more confidence and through neutral zone and making plays and led to a lot more zone entries and zone time.
Andrew, we wrote a lot about prior to the series about the lack of experience with your team in the playoffs. I know you have experience, but as a whole, your group doesn't. Has that been a factor so far?
Yeah, I think there's lessons to be learned in everything you play, and I think we've seen from the first three games, that we can learn. I think we have. Like I said, last game I thought we did a lot better job in a lot of different areas and got better, and that's us learning from game one and game two.
The late period goals are obviously something that, they're able to score in those situations, and your team has given them up. Is that an experience factor?
I don't know if it's an experience factor. Like I said, I liked our game in the third, and it wasn't like we were giving up a whole lot, and they were pressuring, and we were just holding on for dear life. You got to give them credit coming up with timely goals, but. I don't know if that has a huge amount of experience factor to it.
It's 3-0, and so they've been able to win those games. At the end of the day, there's going to be we're going to look at the series and determine why they won and why your team didn't, or why your team came back. And what has been the factor so far in the difference between the two teams, in your opinion?
They've scored more goals than we have. They've all been really tight games. You have the lead going into every third period. I don't think we want to change anything we've done in the first two to get us to that point. So it's just trying to find that extra gear in the third to get the job done.
His very best. Do you think he's trying to do a little bit too much right now? Or?
I think everybody's trying to give their best. I know he cares and he wants to bring what he can. Like I said, I expect him to be at his best tomorrow night. He always comes back with big games and big moments, and I don't expect anything less tomorrow.